It's me, Ben.
And me, Chris.
We're in the Pop Story and Power Mobile.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are recording in the van today for a special reason.
We're going to the library.
We're on a field trip to the library, and it made me think about libraries. So I know one time I found myself on a shoot, a commercial video shoot, and we had to shoot a couple scenes in the library. We were there for maybe like a couple hours.
Okay.
And one of my coworkers said, "Gee, this is the longest I've ever spent in the library." And that's pretty foreign to me, Chris. I think it's pretty foreign to you, too. Because we're both library junkies.
That is true.
I collect library cards. I have quite a few from local universities and such like.
You have way more library cards than I do. I think most people, actually, a lot of other do you. How many library cards do you have?
Seven?
Seven library cards.
Yeah.
I've got two. You know. Well, actually, if you count my old university library card, I have three, but I don't think that one works anymore.
You never know unless you try.
I think they charge money if you're not a student.
I do pay for some of my library subscriptions, but it's worth it to me to have access.
Yeah.
And also to support them. But part of what I do, I guess, the freelancy side, involves working on my laptop or something of that nature.
Yeah.
So, or researching for this podcast. So it's nice to have some place to go, and libraries are great for that.
Right.
And typically, university libraries are quieter than public libraries.
That is true.
So it's a nice place to go.
They offer usually free Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
usually quiet places to study and research.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to be said for public libraries and university libraries.
So yeah, we love the library, and we think you, our dear listener, should take advantage of your local library.
Indeed.
It's basically free stuff, and it's pretty easy to get a card, at least at every library that I've ever been to.
Yeah. As long as there was this one library I went to, I won't mention any names, but I had to, like, actually pay, well, you, of course, pay money for your library card.
Yeah.
It was a public library, but I wasn't in their system.
Right, you were out of the bounds
of their system, so I had to have a guest pass, you know, to use their library.
Yeah.
But public libraries are free to use. Like, you can get a library card, maybe for a couple of bucks, if that. And they have movies.
Uh-huh.
And people will talk about getting streaming services and going to Redbox. But you can get the same movies, or most of the same movies, for free.
Yeah.
And they have comic books. Actually, we're going to a public library near my house. And I get a lot of graphic novels. I've posted them on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
showing what I've been reading. They have a big collection of Swamp Thing by Alan Moore.
A lot of that stuff is on our Pop Story and social media.
Yeah.
We've talked about it on there.
So this is our plug for the library.
Go. And a lot of libraries have digital collections now, too, through Hoopla or Overdrive or other apps. For the most part, they're pretty easy to figure out. And you can get ebooks, audiobooks, comics to your phone or tablet or what have you.
Yeah.
It's a great tool, and wish more people took advantage of it. Save a little money, and if you pay your taxes, then you're paying for it anyway, so you might as well use it.
Yeah. It is a great resource, especially if you don't have a computer or don't readily access to a computer. They have computers you can use for free. And that's a big deal. We're applying for jobs now. A lot of applications are online.
Pretty much.
For shopping around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Shopping for...
get some great deals.
So, I'm a big fan.
I am too. Now, some obstacles that may drive people away from libraries. just address those real quick. Sometimes librarians are rude.
Yeah.
But that's pretty easily overcome, I think.
You find rude people anywhere.
You just kind of man up or woman up and deal with the rudeness.
And I mean, I would deal with it with kindness. You know,
kindly and, deal with it.
Oh, politeness.
Yeah. Kill them with kindness. That's what they say.
That's what they say. Don't actually kill them.
No.
That would be bad.
Just be kind.
Kind.
Be kind, Pop Story and listeners. Kindness is a virtue. What's another obstacle? You have to be quiet in the library.
You do have to be quiet. Although, they're a little more forgiving if you're 3 years old.
So, you speak like the father of a 3-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, that's another advantage, another plus for libraries, is that typically they have activities for children, like reading programs and story time.
A must for parenting.
Yes. School preparation.
What are your, what reasons do you have for loving, hating your library, not using it, being indifferent? Is it the inconvenience of driving to the library? Is there not a library close to you? Let us know. Shoot us an email, popstorian@gmail.com.
Or tweet us if you have access to Twitter.
@popstorian. Also the Instagram. And new Facebook. Video coming soon on the YouTube channel.
You finished it.
Well, it's not finished, but it will be soon.
Yes, there is a new video coming soon that Ben has been working on.
It's an exciting one. I'm sorry it's taken me a while, but it's I hope you won't be disappointed. It's pretty interesting.
It's a subject close to Ben's heart.
Pretty interesting. And we will see you for another mini-sode, and then our Clint Eastwood Westerns by the Decade episode dropping soon.
Yes. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Subscribe and share with a friend. And head on down to your local library.